Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're telling me there's multiple people in the world named Orville. Bro, they're the same person.
You're dumb as fuck.
Orville Redenbacher.
All right. Episode 34.
Episode
34. 34. And we are live.
You dang dingbat.
Did you just call me a dang dingbat?
What was the worst? What's the worst thing people would call you on like the playground? Like a doofus?
Doofus is big. Doofus was huge. Dickhead.
Dickhead?
Yeah, dickhead.
But I'm saying, what's the worst without being bad? Because, like, you could call somebody a doofus and not get suspended, but you call the principal a dickhead?
Oh, right.
What was a word people could say to you, but you not get in trouble for?
Dunce.
You dunce.
Dunce is a huge one.
Dunce.
All right, you dunce.
That's a pretty
good one. If you dismount on the D, that shit sounds.
Dingus, doofus, dork. Dork.
D.
Yeah.
Nerd was a big one.
Nerd.
Nerd. Loser.
Loser.
Loser was a big one. All right, man, you loser.
Yeah. Damn. What were we just talking about?
Huh?
Oh. What? Oh. Okay, here's the thing, people. I was just telling Michael about when I first moved to LA, I was doing stand-up, and I was like, oh, yeah, it was that one place. It was Brennan's in Marina Del Rey. You ever been to the place that races turtles? And I said that, like, everybody knows what that is, but there's a bar out here that has turtle races.
I... what are you talking about?
Where does that throw you off?
Oh, I'll walk you through it. The part where you go, they race turtles. That's the part that throws me off. What are you talking about? That's like being like, oh, yeah,
dude, it's smart. Because turtles are slow. That means drink sales go up because the races take for fucking ever. If you're racing fucking butterflies, that's just like ready and go, done.
How do you, first of all, you can't race butterflies, okay?
Oh,
butterflies
tell me
are free
I can't.
Spirits.
Tell me I can't.
You want to race butterflies?
I don't want to. but I'm saying turtle races, you build up the crowd, you build up the hype.
Okay.
Right? And then you say go, and then they throw a piece of romaine lettuce at the crowd, and these motherfuckers sprint. And when I say sprint, I mean they move one paw per fucking minute.
It's not a paw, dude.
What do they have?
A foot?
No, that's not a foot. They got a claw action in there.
It's a reptilian thing. Yeah, it's a claw. Maybe
who
go with that.
Who the fuck owns turtles? You ever have a friend growing up? They're like, oh yeah, we got a tortoise in the back. Why?
That's the first question you ask, and you ask it just like that. You go, that's awesome, Brendan. That's really cool. Why?
Anybody that had pets that they had to explain after, right? Bullshit.
A turtle.
It was our great grandfather. He passed it down, and we just don't know what to do with it. So, but he's pretty chill. He minds his own business, you know.
A turtle. How do you go to the pet store and pick one?
I think they just show up in your backyard and you're like, all right, well.
The only way that I respect you is if it turns into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, I was going to say, if his name is Donatello, then we'll go. But other than that, no, I don't want
it. If he knows karate, I'll fuck with you.
Yeah.
If this motherfucker eats pizza?
Yeah.
Oof.
Why did they pick turtles for that show?
Why do they eat
pizza? Ninja Turtles?
Because I think they're trying to tell us that like in New York City, there's turtles in the...
Is there turtles in the sewage?
I heard there's alligators as well. I think they might be turtles. Dude, it's New York City, bro. There's fucking there's ostriches probably down there.
You see an alligator smoking a Newport? Like, the fuck you looking at? You're like, nothing, sir.
Dog.
Have a nice day.
Why do they have a half shell?
I didn't think about that.
Do you remember? You know, turtles in a half shell.
Oh,
turtle power.
Yeah.
I would pause right there and be like, all right, why is there a half shell, though?
I mean, it's the same thing that why does every cartoon only have 4 fingers? Like, what animator's like, I'm feeling a little tired today, guys. I just didn't feel like popping on that next
finger. Dog.
All cartoons have 4 fingers. You got
Lola
5 fingers?
Lola Bunny, though?
Oh. Lola Bunny, dog.
You know what
got...
we didn't talk about?
Who?
I'm going to fucking forget it now. Oh, no. I lost it. The girl, Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit, his girl.
Rabbits are always portrayed as sexy in animation.
No, not Roger Rabbit. Roger Rabbit was a dude. I'm talking about the lady that was in...
Right. Yeah. Y'all ever had a banana in Starbucks?
You were so on board with
Roger Rabbit. Because I just think, you know how people be like, oh, you've seen that movie, right? And then you just agree and be like, yeah, bro, of course, yeah. I don't know what the fuck Roger Rabbit is.
Yo, you greet so his name's Roger, bro.
Okay. There's guys and girls named Taylor. What the fuck? Roger? Do you give me a girl named Roger?
Give her that's like being like, oh, this is my girlfriend, Bert. There's not a girl that's named Roger.
Okay. Ask me this. I got a dog. I got a dog, right?
Dude, sick,
she
bro.
She a female.
Okay.
Guess her name. Charlie, bruh. Charlie's Angels.
But Charlie's normal. You know like a girl that's named Charlie. Joey. You don't need a girl.
The Joey?
Named, yeah.
Where'd you meet her? The fucking mechanic?
Yeah, dude. Pennzoil. Okay. No, what are you talking about?
Roger Rabbit. Who's the girl in it?
Bro, what is her name? Gabe, you remember her name? Roger Rabbit, lady.
Robert De Niro?
Dude, that's pretty close. I think it's Al Pacino.
Roger Rabbit.
Are we going to look this up right now? God, I hate looking. All right, hold on. Let's look it up. Sorry. People right now are screaming at us because they know it. Roger, hold up, y'all. Roger Rabbit.
Elmer Fudd?
What is it?
Jessica Rabbit.
No, that's not Jessica Rabbit. It is.
Jessica Rabbit.
Is it? Jessica. Pull
that bad bunny up.
You got to peep this lady. Because
Jessica Rabbit?
Yo,
she hot?
What are you fucking talking about,
dog?
That's a rabbit,
she
though.
Slam thick, boy. Look that waist go. What the?
I know. Look at
damn.
Look at those shoulders,
bro.
Though, dog.
I know girls that would just show this to a plastic surgeon and be like, "This."
I think they do.
God dude, damn. But hold she on, bad.
Real quick though, what's this? What's this lady's name again? Jessica Rabbit. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, is she a rabbit? She damn sure does not look like a rabbit
no.
to me. Or did she marry Roger Rabbit and Rabbit's his last name?
Last name.
Is he?
There's no way she's a rabbit.
Listen, I don't care either way.
Yeah.
I would still date her.
I mean, you meet a stripper named Mercedes, like, she got an emblem tatted on her, or what's up?
Have to. It's so funny that, like, sometimes that you name your kid what you want.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, your name's Mansion.
Your name is Manchin, and your name is Wisconsin. Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm a rapper.
You just name your kid.
Wisconsin.
Focus? What? I always wanted a focus. I can't even talk right
a
now.
A fork focus?
Words are just flying out of my mouth right now at a speed that my brain is not comfortable with.
Yo,
right
you
now.
Just thought that Roger, you were so on board with Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Here's the thing, man.
Give it to me,
with
bro.
With enough confidence, you can get away with a lot of shit.
Anything, dude.
I don't watch a lot of movies, but every time somebody goes, "You've seen this, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, bro." With that shit. Oh, is that with what's his name? All you have to do is
that's great.
What's his name?
That's a great technique, bro.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Say is, what's his name? And they go, Sean Penn. You're like, yes, that
dude.
Was, dude, so good.
Here's
that was a slept on movie. Really, Titanic was a slept on movie. Yeah,
because I know some people they didn't like it, but I did. I thought it was great.
Right.
But you know the this thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, how about? If you go, that's a directed by, the directed by? Yo, that means
who did cinematography on that
exactly,
shit?
Exactly. But that means you have seen the fuck out of this movie.
Right,
you've
right.
done research. You love the director. Yo, if you just say the director is definitely an auteur.
Oh, my God. I lie dude. About every movie. People, have you seen this? Yeah. She, what's her name? She did, she was in that other thing, too. We start calling other movies.
Oh, the other one's good, too. The other one's good, too.
She was in, the more things you do with your hands, it's like loading. What's her name? You're just beating the shit out of somebody. Yeah. What is her name? What's her name? I don't know why snapping fingers like helps our brain load.
It does.
What's his name? What is his name?
What is that does it for you too?
Is your brain just being like, this is bullshit, this is bullshit, this is bullshit.
I got
this is bullshit.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Dude, but yeah.
So turtles be racing.
Dude, fuck. This is what we always do. We get in some weird ass tangent, and I have no idea what we're talking about.
And then the Ninja Turtles popped up.
Okay, so they race.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of people at the bar.
Yeah.
Who throws in the? Okay. How do you pick?
Oh, the lettuce is you don't bring. You can bring your own lettuce if you want.
You bring your own lettuce. Now I got to go to a bar with a fucking rack of lettuce.
Yeah.
Do you have to bring your own turtle too?
No, they got the. I don't know where they keep the turtles.
In the sewer.
Hmm.
Hold on. So they have just a okay, how do you pick the turtle? Do they write number one and two on the shell?
Back, yeah. Yeah.
So you
and then they just race. Which is the most anticlimactic race ever.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. In the beginning of this, I was really hating on this. I thought it was hilarious. I think this is a genius idea.
Put it in the point of view of a turtle though.
You just getting
He's
money.
Like, man, what the fuck y'all yelling at? Turtles are getting money. They get like a carrot and they're like, oh shit, this is like a paycheck for a week.
Is it really lettuce though?
I honestly don't know. It was so long ago. I was so drunk. I think I was throwing the Guinness at it. I was like, come here. Follow the beer. Yeah. Y'all want an IPA?
Leonardo.
I mean, it's better than fucking dogfighting.
Yeah. Anything's better than dogfighting.
Yeah.
Dude. You know what would be a have you ever watched the Puppy Bowl?
Yes.
Dog. How do you not just melt when you watch the Puppy Bowl?
Oh, bro, I watch Puppy Bowl over the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, you're not a sports guy. You're such a weirdo, bro.
Yeah.
You never watch sports in your life?
No, some I do.
At what point did your dad stop liking you?
When I say, did you TiVo Dancing with the Stars? I think, yeah, nobody in my family was big at sports.
Really?
I was like, Dad, you want to go throw on the pigskin? He's like, we're a vegan family. I was like, all right, this is fucking, this is going off the deep end quick.
No, did you want to be good at sports?
Oh, what kid doesn't?
I don't know. A dancer?
yeah, I don't know.
Because it's odd. I'm asking because it's odd to be, because I grew up in such a sports-oriented family that I think it's odd that, like, that someone didn't grow up in that environment when they were a kid. They, like, yearned to be better at sports if it wasn't in their environment. Like, that's what I find. You know what I mean? Like, what did your dad do around the house? No, so he never watched sports? No, so what did he do?
My dad likes watching golf a lot.
So golf?
Yeah, golf. So I, like, play sports on the street with, like, my other, like, friends and shit. I'd play, like, baseball and shit. We used to play backyard baseball. That shit was fire.
I never played backyard baseball. What's the rules there?
Yeah, you just set up, like, you just put, like a fucking magazine down. That's first base. That's second base. And you just play with, like, a little, like a...
Like a wiffle ball?
Yeah, wiffle ball or, like, they used to have the ball with, like, the... What was the little elastic strings on it?
Elastic string. Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Elastic strings?
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it was tight in the middle, but it had, like, all, like, the...
Oh, like rubber bands.
Yeah.
You used to make a rubber band ball.
No. What the fuck?
I don't know.
It looked like a soft porcupine. The elastic strings?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That doesn't have a name.
You see what
sure.
I did there? I had no idea what we were talking about, and I just crushed that because we were going to move on. Oh, shit, dude. What's the name of that? The director of that ball?
Michael Caine. Oh, anyway, moving on.
Michael Caine.
But I used to play that, and I'd always be last place, but, you know, I'd be there, right? You know, I'd be there for moral support.
Right.
I just got used to getting picked last in most sports.
Man, that's got to be sad.
To the point where somebody picked me first once, and I was like, yo, what the fuck you doing? Like, me?
You're fucking up.
I was like, this kid over here has a neck tattoo, bro. He can hit a home run. I'm
this kid is juicing, dude. He's 11. Look at his forearms.
Yeah, man. I just accepted that I was trash at sports, you know? But,
Oh, man. You know what's so funny to me is, I may have said this on here before, but I have a buddy, super funny comic, Derek Gaines. And,
oh, yeah. That motherfucker's hilarious.
He is hilarious. But he is, like, I think he might be 6'4". Like, you look at him, you go, that is a goddamn athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He is trash.
Really?
At everything, dude.
Damn.
He is so good at dancing, and that is it.
Really?
Oh, he is terrible. So he would come visit me in LA, and we would go to 24 Hour Fitness to play basketball, and everyone would pick him first. And I thought it was the funniest.
Oh, because nobody
thing.
Knew?
Because no one knew.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, oh, you see a 6'4
so
dude who looks like an athlete,
yeah.
And you're like, yup, you. And I would die laughing because this dude, he's not even like average. He sucks.
Really?
Like, doesn't know how to dribble. If he shoots over, you ever seen a dude shoot over the backboard?
Over?
You know how hard it is to shoot over a backboard?
No, I've done that because I did play some sports. Like, I played basketball growing up.
It sounds like you're lying, dude.
No.
I played some.
Yeah. What's the one with, where they get the refs and shit? I played that one.
Oh, where they got offense and defense?
I don't know because I was on the bench. But
yeah.
No, I played basketball. It was a league through the city, and me and my friends just played. Yep. And I remember one time.
I had
a wide open three.
Oh no!
Nobody's guarding me. Rightfully so. They don't see me as a threat. I was the scoot in kid.
Right? Wait, which one?
The scoot in kid.
What does right? that mean?
In kickball, when you're up and they go. Scoot in.
That is the
There's
most
nothing more disrespectful than me. Scoot in, bro.
Oh, my God. If you get scooted in on, oh, my
That's
gosh.
Like a girl calling her Uber right before you're about to fuck. Like, you got 3 minutes to just get in and out of there. Like,
you don't even got 3 minutes, though.
No, we know what you're capable of. I was the scoot in kid on basketball because, like,
wow.
I had a wide open three.
Wow.
I'm talking, like, I could have done some, like, Kobe shit or, like, some LeBron shit and threw some, like, powder in the air. And I over the backboard shot it. Over it.
Didn't even touch the backboard?
Didn't touch anything except the wall behind it.
Oh my God. Dude, that is,
and then you gotta
that
just,
is unheard of.
But the worst part is you got to like trot back on defense like that didn't just happen. You got to be like, all right, yeah, yeah.
Oh my. You got to. I love when people do something that's horrendous in sports and they act like they got an injury.
You know, oh, I was that kid too.
They're like, oh, my shoulder.
Oh, like, bro.
Your shoulder? Your shoulder.
I'll milk anything, bro.
I was a kid that I would like break a lamp and then act like I got injured so I wouldn't get in trouble so much. That was me.
Punch yourself in the own eye?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just take like the lamp, the shrouds of the lamp and just put it in my own face. Oh, like, there you go. Cut me! Dude, I can't believe you're the scooting kid. That's embarrassing as shit.
Scooting kid. But now look at me.
You're still
the scooting kid.
You're still the scooting kid.
I don't give a shit how many followers you got. You can't kick for shit, bro.
Oh, man.
That was disrespectful. What else was disrespectful in sports? The scoot in was
the
scoot in, brutal.
I don't know if you can get more disrespect. Like, because you can, like, if you play basketball, you can shade off some dude if you're, like, you disrespecting his, like, shot or whatever. But, like, when you say scoot in, there are three people that are scooting in sometimes, and they do it in your face. They yell real close. They go, scoot in your face. Even the ump sometimes says it. Guys, come on, scoot in. So
your dad's like, yeah, they're not wrong, Trev. You might want to, you know, just a nice pop fly,
your
please.
Your mom's like, I still got orange slices, so that counts for something.
We all win, right? Do we all win on this one? Yeah, I mean, I was just never really a sports. I'm trying to think of the highlights I had in sports. It wasn't really. We talked about the time I got ejected from that same league where I airballed. I got ejected from. I was great at shit talking, though. Shit talking was a specialty of.
Well, that's why you're doing this now.
Yeah.
Because you're good at talking. You just can't do anything else.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the play starts, and I would just get leveled the fuck out.
Dude, speaking of level the fuck out, I played high school football freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
First play.
Mm-hmm.
I was punt returner.
Ooh, whoa.
Yeah, never played tackle football in my entire life. Literally so much so that I would wear the helmet and my neck would hurt because the helmet weighed like whatever it was, 3 pounds, and my neck wasn't used to it.
Yeah.
And I remember like I would just lean the helmet on my shoulder pads because it was so fucking heavy.
Did you look like in, have you seen the movie Spaceballs?
Yeah.
Are you saying yeah because you have, or are you saying yeah because?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, fuck. There's a, god damn it. The guy who plays like the Darth Vader character has a giant helmet.
Right.
Great reference, Trev.
I'm sorry, Trev.
See, that's why I don't watch movies. You ever try to explain a movie to somebody?
Oh, I'm the worst at explaining. You ever try to explain a documentary to someone? It's over. Dude, right. I tried to explain Ancient Aliens to someone before. Dog, what? I'm just like, because the aliens are real because there's big rocks and back in the Mesopotamian era.
Yeah.
And then they're too big, so I can't believe that they made the houses, and that's why aliens are real.
And people always just give up and be like, man, you just got to see it. And you're like, nah, you just got to be better explaining shit.
I'm so bad. I can't retain a lot of facts in a row. Mm-hmm. People can like watch a thing and then regurgitate all the things they heard. What is your brain like? Like what, dude? My brain is like a bop it. All I got. They ask me a question. I'm like, twist it. That's all I got. That's all I got. What fucking people walking around with MacBook Pro brains.
Yeah.
I got nothing. People can. Anyways, back to the football thing I was talking about.
You get leveled out, right?
I got there.
Boom. Call
punt,
back.
Punt return, bro. Right? Mm-hmm. Kicks the ball. I'm back there. I catch it, bro. Within 20 seconds, this dude fucking levels me out. I'm on my back, like, sort of don't know what's happening. He goes, welcome to fucking football. And then, dude.
He said that?
Welcome to fucking football.
That's the most Disney Channel bullshit he could have said.
Welcome to fucking football.
And then he did that, then made out with the hottest cheerleader, right?
100. He took off his helmet. And then made it without his cheerleader.
And did he like have like luscious locks?
Oh, this shit was beautiful.
You know what's so funny is like every like football movie, I feel like the quarterback always had like some like luscious hair. And it's like, you ever seen a real NFL quarterback?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers look nothing like that.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing. Here's the interesting thing. How come every soccer player is the hottest man in the world? Is that how they scout? There aren't.
They just go to barbershops in Spain and be like, yo, this dude right here.
One dude. They're all beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Messier is the only one that's like sort of average, but like everyone else like are insanely hot. How are you that hot and good at kicking things? Is that how they scout? Like, is a dude come in and he's like, listen, he's got a great left foot. He can really whatever the fuck. Yeah, and the guy's like, yeah, but does he have a symmetrical face?
Never seen like a beat ass dude playing soccer.
They're all beautiful.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Can you be?
What if they're not even that good? It's just the really good people never made it to the league because they weren't beautiful.
That might be it.
And that's just our standard of good soccer. But that, meanwhile, there's a motherfucker somewhere out in like Guam just crushing goals. But he also kind of looks a little bit like Shrek in a car accident.
Oh my God.
Too much? Does Shrek have a driver's license?
Shrek's not even a real... Yo, Shrek couldn't drive a car. He'd have to drive like a dump truck. He couldn't fit in a regular... You see him in a Kia Sophia, he can't fit in that motherfucker.
Changing the subject, man.
What's up?
A garbage truck drove by and fucked up the flow. And now I'm on some. Who knows? You know what pisses me off?
Give it to me, bro.
Fuck are all engagement pictures at the goddamn beach and everybody's wearing full clothes? Every dude is wearing jeans to their ankle and they're holding their wife and they're waist deep in the ocean. You knew you were going to the ocean. Why the fuck you gotta ruin your pair of wet jeans, bro?
Wear.
Like, I love
shorts.
I love the fact that you're in love, but not enough to wear wet 501 denims. I'll tell you that much.
I don't love it. Stop showing me. This is my thing. Stop showing me. I don't care.
But it's like, you're just showing the world, like, we don't know how to be people.
Yeah. Stop holding your wife high.
It's like, also, motherfuckers been doing that, dog. People have been wearing wife beaters in the ocean for years, bro.
Switch it up,
dude. You think you're original? It's just like, it's so stupid. You paid thousands of dollars for a photographer, and the photographer's like, yeah, just go ahead and cuff the... They had the audacity to cuff the jeans? Why the fuck are you cuffing the jeans around the ankle? The whole pant leg is wet, Susan.
You're in 2 feet of water, Brendan.
I don't get. But there, it's either always at a beach or in the middle of just like a random ass farm. Nobody's just in the living room.
Go to the aquarium.
It's like, why you wear nice clothes for a shitty place? If I have my pictures, I'm wearing fucking jorts and a goddamn cutoff t-shirt.
Oh, your boy's wearing capris.
100%.
Capris.
Even capris is a little, but like, you always. Or I saw one recently where they were both sitting on the ground and like the tide splashes right on them. I was like, the ocean is just like, bro.
Yeah, first of all.
Are you drunk?
Hey, Theo, you have a jellyfish on your face.
You know, it's just like, what? Where? What? Then you got to get in the car afterwards all like wet and shit.
Celebrating love.
And like, I don't, look.
You smell like suntan lotion.
Exactly.
Jessica.
And also, have you ever had to wear jeans that weren't done drying yet out of the dryer, but you got to go?
I'd rather kill myself.
But that's how you're starting your marriage is wet jeans?
That's how your marriage is going to end.
Exactly. Wet jeans.
Wet in tears because you got a divorce.
Yeah, I never understood that shit.
I never understood wedding pictures in general. Yeah. If I'm taking wedding pictures, they're going to be at a Dave & Buster's. Like somewhere stupid. A Jamba Juice.
We're taking one at a red light because that's the camera that took it. Yeah.
You're right. You see Michael's engagement pictures? Yeah, that's a Jiffy Lube. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, exactly.
Just regular, just fucking Jiffy Lube pictures.
Yeah, this shit pisses me off. It's always...
Dude, wedding photographers are so expensive, bro.
Oh, my God. They're 20 Gs. They finesse everybody.
Dude, it's so much... There's so many racks. I thought about becoming one.
Those dudes make bands.
Dude, I'm not shitting you. It's like 20 grand.
Or you know what else is a weird one? When, like, a girl's pregnant and then all of her friends at, like, the baby shower all have their hands on the baby, like it's a fucking warming pot around the fire, yeah, and all have their hands on it, yep, and they're all smiling.
And there's one fucking woman that hates that she's pregnant before her, and she's like doing a little spell on the baby.
I didn't even think about
that.
Yeah,
dude.
Shit?
That's what I'm saying.
She's like slowly like fucking tapping it, just gah, gah, gah.
Yeah.
It's just a weird...
I don't like it. The feet picture, all the feet, you know, all the feet pictures, I'm into those.
You know what'd be funny is, you know how...
if you have to do more feet pictures,
take me a second, wait, what?
I'm very into that.
Yeah, we'll get on the Patreon. Anyways, you know what'd be funny is when dudes get their tubes tied, if all the homies...
The tubes tied, isn't that how you say it?
Yeah,
no,
isn't it?
They get a vasectomy.
But tubes tied.
They tie them, bitches? Can they...
You've never heard
them?
That? Gabe, you've heard that, right? Get the tubes tied?
But I thought that was just a woman thing, to get the tubes tied.
Is that a woman thing?
Yeah, you say you get the tube size woman. You take the fallopian tubes and
so what is it called when dudes can't
nut anymore? Like can't nut sperm anymore?
Yeah.
Freedom.
That's not freedom. That's a trapped world.
What do you mean?
What is that?
It just stops the sperm. You still ejaculate shit. Yeah, my dad doesn't tell me about
out?
This. All the it's like protein.
It's just a virgin sperm?
That's exactly what it
it's
is.
Like a fucking daiquiri that won't get you drunk?
100%.
So you still nut.
You're
just not fertile.
Brody, what do you think? It's just air?
I just didn't know.
It's just that thing you used to clean the keys with?
I honestly, like, remember those air cannons where you fucking poof? I just thought of that. I remember my best friend growing up, like, he told me that his dad, like, did that. And I was like, what comes out? And I never, up until literally 30 seconds ago, I just thought you just shot blanks.
Bro.
But I shot blanks was, like, literally a cap gun. So you're just like,
No.
Is this still product?
It's the first question I asked my dad when he told me he got a tube side.
It is called tube side.
And no, I was just fucking around with you. It's called a vasectomy. I don't know. You could, I guess you could call it tube side. I usually call it.
What I'm trying to say is, what do you tie it in?
Like a sailor's knot?
Yeah, Boy Scout. Yeah, they bring in the Boy Scouts. Like, you remember the fucking doing the thing? I just think it'd be funny if all like the dudes came by and took a picture with their hands. That's just an excuse for a bunch of dudes to touch my dick. Anyways,
I just thought it'd be a funny picture. So hold on, the Boy Scouts are giving vasectomies now?
I think so. They're like, so Dad, what do we do after the Boy Scouts? Well, son, it's a dark path, but. You'll get into it somewhere.
Can you imagine if you came back online and you look up and there's a fucking Boy Scout in full uniform doing this surgery?
And he goes, you loop-de-loop and you pull. It's not a fucking shoelace, all right?
Rabbit ear and rabbit ear.
Oh, my God. Rabbit ears. Is that how you learned to tie a shoe? The rabbit ears?
I don't remember, dude. I think I came out my mom knowing how to tie my shit.
Damn.
I'm real good. Are you good at tying shoes? Some people suck.
Decent.
You decent?
Yeah. But you know what's funny is like, when you saw a kid.
When you're about to tie your shoes, people go, move up!
Scoot in! No, here comes Velcro shoes. I feel like having Velcro shoes was letting the world know, like, he ain't ready for that commitment yet.
Right. Well, I mean,
some people, like, they couldn't tie their own shoe.
If you wore Velcro shoes, you're not going to do well in life.
No, those are like the people that would get chopsticks at a Chinese restaurant and have the rubber band on it. You ever see that?
Yeah, dude, you can't do that.
No, that's a slap in the face.
That's having.
Use a fork.
Who are you fooling? No one. Everyone's making fun of you.
It's not like you're doing any justice to the restaurant. Like, yeah, hey, for effort. No.
Yeah. It's like riding your bike in college with training wheels.
Oh, yeah. But it's just like disrespectful. You're like, oh, can we get chopsticks? But can we also get the Americanized ones? What do you call those? There's like training wheels on that.
It's called being a virgin. Can you imagine being on a date with a girl that you really liked and then asking for one of those things?
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
Instantly dry up. She would hate you for life.
Yeah, you're like, dirty talk. You're like, yeah. You're so fine, baby girl. You be my little mooshu. Hey, can we also get the chopsticks with the rubber band on it? I'm sorry. I have arthritis. God damn.
What's one of the worst dates you've ever been on, speaking of bad dates?
I had a really funny one, actually. I met this girl on Bumble. This is like the first date I went on in L.A. This was like 3-4 years ago. And I didn't check that there was two of this Mexican restaurant. And yeah. She's like, oh, let's meet here. And then I go there. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm here. I wait like 10 minutes. Right, she's like, me too. I was like, wait, what? I was like, where's the booth? I'm looking around. I'm walking around. The waitress is like looking at me like, are you good? Like, are you on some type of drug, peyote or some shit?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, I literally just took a lap around the restaurant. Like, where are you? And then she's like, I'm literally sitting by the fountain. I was like, there's no fountain here. And she goes,
yeah.
Oh, I went to one that was legit in South Central.
No.
White boy.
No.
Me, South Central, alone, looking for that ass. That ass, nowhere to be seen.
Uh-uh.
So I Googled the other one, how far it is.
40 minutes.
It was literally 35 minutes because the other one was in downtown at LA Live area. And so I go, and so I text her. I'm like, hey, I'm like 35 minutes away. Is that cool still? And she's like, yeah. And I get there. She already ate. She already ate.
What?
Blow me off.
You can't do that. You know that you're coming. Eat an appetizer.
It was the scoot in of dates. There was a little piece of her tamale left, and she goes, do you want the rest of that?
Don't say that to me. Don't say that to me. You want some of my tamale? I just drove a collective 59 minutes.
But she goes, sorry, I got hungry. And I was just like,
nah. Can you imagine if that was reversed and you did it to her? She would take your margarita and throw it in your face.
Oh, and then just fucking dip my eyes in the salt rim. Yeah, no, it was.
And then someone would be like, is everything okay? And she would be like, he ate before me. And then everyone would be like, okay, you're right.
Order my meal and she just watched me eat. And it's safe to say we didn't really talk after that.
Really? I thought that was a good start.
But that was a pretty bad one. Let me see. Is there any other ones? I've been on some weird ones.
Dude, I remember one time I was, this was actually one of the first weeks I was in LA too. Bumble date as well. And I met up with this girl. We actually had a great time. We're laughing. She was really cool. And we had a few drinks and we were taking a little walk. And you know how you take a little walk, you're a little drunk and you sort of like, you start making out and you like pin the girl like on like the wall. So we were making out like on the wall. And then she started going, prrr.
No.
Dog.
What?
Homie. She started going,
homie.
Prrr.
She got that,
prrr. Like a cat. No.
Why? Why would she do that?
I do not know.
Was it sexy?
No. she was very attractive. So I think that that's a thing that she started to do because she thought it was hot. And then she was so hot that no one told her, hey, don't do that.
You know how
it's
every
fucking weird.
Every high school used to have like that one weird girl that would hiss at people?
No.
What? You know what I'm talking about. Dude, I don't know why.
Did I not go to... Because every single time you say something, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You look at Gabe and Gabe goes, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I pay Gabe a lot of money to...
Hiss?
But, dude, there used to be girls that would hiss at people.
Please give
me... And everybody listening can... There's always a weird girl. She would always have a roller backpack and she would have glasses on. And, like, somebody would be, like, say something and be like, hey, we have chemistry together, right? And then she'd be like... they would do that. Every high school had a girl that would hiss.
Gabe? You had a hissing girl?
Dude, there would just be...
Oh, yeah. The cat ears girl.
But they were just like, that was their way of like, instead of being like, fuck off, they'd be like,
hey. Ew.
It was like, they're like, yeah. So maybe in my mind where that went, that girl over the years got really hot.
Yeah.
And she just always was a cat and then just had that little purr in her. How did she do it?
Like, I'm not bullshitting you. I'm not like adding anything to it. In my ear, like we'd be making out and in my ear, she's like, purr. Did I continue?
Yeah.
Did we go home that night?
Yeah.
Did we have sex?
No. Did I cry? Yeah.
No, but like she wouldn't have sex with me. She had like this like religious thing, whatever. Because in cat religion, no, I don't know. But even like we would be doing everything else, and she'd be like in the middle of like going down on me, and she would like somebody, and then like pick her head up and then go. Purr.
No,
I'm not lying.
And not once we ever like we're good on that.
I no, dude.
You're like, no, I was too busy barking at her.
I was too busy being a fucking dolphin.
I'm trying to think about any other weird
dates. Isn't that just super weird? And I think like that's this is just a theory, but I think that's what happens with like people, not even women, just people who are very attractive. They don't live in the world because no one has been like, hey, man, that's not hot. Or hey, like woman, that's not like they don't live on this. Like no one said no to them, essentially. So they think that like they go, oh, there's no lines at clubs. Oh no, there's lines at clubs.
Right.
There
right,
are lines around the fucking block of clubs. You just go right to the front and the bouncers rock hard and goes, please go in.
You ever seen a bouncer reject a girl though? I saw that recently.
That shit is so funny.
There's
dude.
This giant line. We were at a club in Santa Monica, and this girl walks up and she goes, oh, the back of the line is right there. And it was kind of cold out. And she goes, but I'm cold. And the guy goes, oh, you should have brought a jacket. She goes, No, like I'm like really cold. And the guy's like, you should have brought a jacket. The line is back there. And I've never seen, like you said, like, nobody ever told her no.
Right.
Like, that was her, like, shit, guys, if things go sour, I'm going to hit them with the I'm cold line.
That's
like,
it.
Like, you're supposed to be like, shit, girl, get in there. Get you a shot of Fireball and warm up, you little icicle. Now he was just like, nah. And I was like, yo, my guy.
Wells Fargo calls her. Listen, the mortgage is due. But I'm cold.
Yeah. But it's chilly.
It's really cold.
Ma'am, you live in Florida. Well, but yeah, I don't know. When a bouncer holds their ground, man, shit.
It is so fucking funny. I think I said this before, but I used to bartend at this club in New York, and a girl, like, countless times over the night, like a hot girl would, like, order, like, a bunch of drinks, and I'd be like, it's $65. And she'd be like, well, you know.
Is it?
For real. Like, essentially, is it? And I'm like, it's $65. And then they would sit there, like, very measured, sit there and fake look for money, waiting for a dude to just be like, yo, hey, and swoop in. And 9 times out of 10, swoop in. But the one time that didn't happen, it's so funny because those type of girls, for the most part, don't know how to pay. Like, they don't know how to... They're taking out, like, Buffalo nickels and, like, Persian francs, and they're like,
here's
well,
a free
is this
sandwich to Quiznos? That's, like, $5 worth.
I have a half a stick of Winter Fresh. Is that... Does that count? And you're like, no, it doesn't. I need money, dude.
That is funny. I don't... But here's the thing. If you get free drinks, by all means, but don't brag about it. Like, I was talking to some girl. I was like, yeah, you know, Vegas is just so expensive. She's like, for guys. I don't pay a thing.
Oh, it's so, yeah.
I don't pay a thing.
A thing, nothing. Dude, my ex would leave the house going out with no money. She would literally be walking out.
She comes
out,
home with money. Like, how the fuck?
Made money. Dude, she would literally come, like, leave the house and, like, be like, kind of looking for her wallet. And I'd be like, oh, I don't know what. She'd be like, well, I don't need it. Dead serious.
Crazy.
Don't need an ID. Do not need a fucking credit card. Do not need cash. She can leave, get into an Uber, go to the club, get into the club, get drunk, leave, come home, no money spent.
It's crazy.
The only money is maybe the Uber. That's fucking a nuts. World that I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, you, like, hot women live a life of, like, a famous dude. Isn't that insane to think about?
Yeah.
Like, you, as a dude, like, you got to get, like, fucking 2 million followers on every goddamn social media platform and have a hit song to get treated like a girl who's a 9.7 in LA.
Oh, bro, somebody buys me a free drink. I'm like, shit, you know what? Uber Black on me tonight. Like, yeah, it was a $2 drink, buddy.
Let me read you this.
What is this?
Let me read you this and see if you can get this.
I know,
you ready?
Just flexing you how to read. Okay. Everybody's a scholar these days, huh? Yeah, let me read it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin, slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. What am I?
What kind of haiku bullshit? Where do you get off?
Someone tweeted this at me, and I was like,
where do you get off just reading some shit like that? What, the thick and thin? Slim, thick, which y'all... Wait, it was a clock? No. Grandfather clock.
It's a good guess. The problem is the wind is my enemy. How does that come in? I guess your wind is your enemy if like a tornado comes and knocks the grandfather clock over. Yeah.
One more time, read it to me.
Of course, dude. You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. Give it to me, bro.
How can you be thick and thin?
Yeah, but you've seen a girl.
Yeah, I have.
That's thick as shit, but
right
also has a skinny
that,
waist
right
and thin ass ankles.
I was like, yeah, nah, you've seen that a lot out here. You ever been to Encino? It's all over the place.
Oh, you ever seen a girl wear a waist trainer? Dog.
I might start purring on that shit. What is the answer to that?
A candle.
Why are you coming in here with these Laffy Taffy ass fucking haiku poems?
Someone tweeted the shit at me and I was like,
a candle?
I kind of like this one.
Wait. They're thin? They're what? Oh, they burn quick when they're...
Yeah.
But the thicker...
You measure my life in hours. First of all, you measure my life in hours. Who the fuck measures a candle in hours? Who picks up a candle and goes, this is a 4 hour or a 5 hour?
According to my candle, it's my lunch break, Tom. That's how long you know you were fucking. You're like, well, damn, we went down a fucking 3/4 of an inch.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. That's a good... Dude, when a candle goes out when you're fucking, you're like, yo, I put in some work. How was the longest time that you... How do I phrase this question properly without acting like an idiot? How long have you gone fucking wise? Like, you're
drunk
the
sex.
Longest?
Drunk sex is just goes, I have a bit on this saying.
Yeah.
My logic is that's why morning sex was created, because it's just a rain check for drunk sex. Because drunk sex never ends. Eventually somebody just like gives up and they're like, you want to just continue this in the morning? It's the fucking sun is out. Like,
yeah, there's always a lot of sweat. You never remember to turn on the ceiling fan.
No.
Do you ever have those moments when you're fucking, you're like, I am sweating. Why? Because the ceiling fan's not on. You forgot to turn the AC on. You're just in a pool of sweat.
You're in the back of a Quiznos. Yeah, that shit is. dude, I feel like drunk sex. You just be putting, and then you just look up at a clock. What fucking time zone am I in, dude?
I don't like drunk sex, man.
No, it's stupid.
I like to be in. I don't like morning sex. I don't like sex is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I was gonna say morning or night. Fuck that.
I'll tell you,
afternoon delight.
Afternoon sex is where I'm at, because afternoon you get to brush your teeth.
In flight. Bro, afternoon delight.
You get to have a double espresso, and then you're fucking ready to go.
And then you just walk out to the world, and it's like 5 p.m. And you're like, so what, world? I already fucked.
Yeah.
Already won today. Yeah, there's traffic. Cool. I had sex.
I feel great. I want more traffic.
But do you feel better about your day after getting a little morning nut off? A little morning sex?
Yeah, I look at people.
You're walking up to brunch,
exactly,
smiling.
Exactly.
Everybody's like, fuck, there's a line. You're like, ha ha. Yeah. I already had sex before all of y'all.
Fuck everyone in this line. Yeah, you're exactly. A loser. You're a nerd. You're a loser. You're a dunce.
You're just smiling at the DMV. Like, yo, man. It's funny. I feel like that's why if a teacher ever walked into class smiling, you're like, oh, Miss Crawford got that last night.
Yo, you know how many teachers, you think when you were in high school or elementary school, you look at your teacher and you're like, oh, that's an adult. They don't have a life. Dog, they were taking lines of cocaine.
Bro, teachers be fucking other teachers and shit, you know? The funniest thing, I don't know if I've ever said this, but in eighth grade, I remember we had an English teacher, and
after class, we were all skating, just skateboarding. We went to like a local CVS and we saw our teacher and she didn't see us yet.
Yeah.
And she had just two handles of like vodka, Tito's.
Whoa.
And she turns and does a double take and sees us and just hides it and then just like scurries out.
How do you hide two handles?
You just kind of hover it like a fucking mama owl or something in a storm.
She said like a big jacket on?
Yeah. And she just, but I don't know why. We were like, we thought we like, we felt like we were on the show Cheaters with her. We're like, oh my God. She was doing was buying alcohol, but to us, we're like, oh my God, she drinks. It's like, yeah, bitch, y'all fucking kids are annoying as shit. Of course teachers drink.
Yeah, but like, but when you're a teacher and like they yell at you for shit and they're like, you need to pay attention, you need to do your homework, and you also, you're like, hey, Mrs. Jackson, you need to stop being a fucking alcoholic. You can't have anything
that
on a teacher.
True.
You know what I mean? Because they tell you so much shit, you have to like respect them.
Right.
You ever have a teacher, you ever like a teacher, like a scandal at your school? Ooh.
It didn't get in the news, but like one of my friends like banged out of the substitute teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old was your friend?
Same age as me.
Like, well, what grade?
This was, I think he had to be like 16, 17.
Damn.
We were in high school.
Can you imagine? So you're a 16-year-old kid and then a sub comes in. You know what's also funny, dude? You look at a sub or even your teacher and you're like, oh, she or he is super old. 23.
Right.
24.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the sub, that's right out of college. But I think she might have been like high 20s, maybe 30.
Wow.
She also went on to coach the women's freshman basketball team. So.
What does that mean? She has to be older to coach the women's basketball team?
They don't really let. I mean, you coaches, the word coach has like an older feel to it.
100%.
Like, oh, you see this? He be banging out he's banging out the basketball coach.
Dude, what is the deal? What is the deal?
What's the deal with
What's
that?
What's the deal? What's the deal with women's basketball coaches wearing scarves? You okay, man?
Sorry.
Yo, you got such a hard opinion about that shit.
You see what happened? My body went to go talk about sports. And I was like, shut up. And I was like, oh.
You don't know shit.
I don't. A scarf.
They love scarves, dude.
Really?
They always wear like the little, like not like the silk scarves, like the little ascots or whatever.
Is that okay?
Is that okay for them to wear it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little weird, man.
A little opinionated on it.
Well, because
you and scarves got beef?
Man, I never told you about the scarf thing?
No.
I'm dead serious. So my first girl, I knew the love was over when it was our like 3-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I got her this really, really nice like tennis diamond bracelet. Real dope. It was like, you know, $300. And at that time, that was like $40,000.
Oh, yeah. You got it out of a case at CVS. Very
100%.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. And then I gave her that, and she was all stoked. You know what she gave me, bro? She gave me a scarf.
Okay.
Dog.
In all fairness.
Fuck you. Fuck you straight to heck. Dude.
The heck? Any guy who says heck wears a scarf, bro. I'm just saying. If you try to defend her right now, dog,
if I gave this fucking lady a tennis bracelet and she gave me some fucking vintage stupid ass scarf, that's how she defended it, by the way. She handed it to me and said, it's vintage. Shut the fuck up.
All scarves are vintage because nobody fucking makes scarves anymore.
100%. When was the last time a scarf was made? 1983.
Yeah, you gotta. Oh my! You gotta have an attitude to pull off a scarf.
She handed it to me with confidence. That shit made me so angry. You hand me a scarf, bitch. 3 years, and I hand you a tennis bracelet. You open it up, and then you have the audacity. Listen, if you have a scarf wrapped for somebody, and they hand you a diamond tennis bracelet, you immediately look at that person. You go, listen, I forgot your gift.
Yeah,
and then you go get another one.
The padding for what it was surrounding.
Exactly.
What? Yeah. Damn.
Hand me a scarf.
What did you do with that scarf?
I took that scarf, I wrapped it around a ceiling fan, and I tried to kill myself.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not a lot. Dude, you know what's funny?
You know who you give a scarf to? I'll tell you. A fucking snowman.
Yeah.
That's it. Who else do you give a scarf to? I gave you a tennis bracelet.
That or like a pilot. I feel like if you're a pilot and you have a scarf, it's
kind of
cool. Because it blows in the wind.
But in like the 40s,
Pre-Top Gun days.
Yo, you know they used to have airplanes with no.
Oh, yeah.
Like a convertible airplane?
Convertible, bro. It says out here.
What? You Snoopy ass motherfucker.
Oh, bro, the first airplanes, people had to be looking at like, are you going to take that into the sky? All right, bitch.
You know, I went to the Orville Wright Museum in North Carolina.
The popcorn guys?
Orville Redenbacher's? Is that the Popcorn Fools? You're telling me there's multiple people in the world named Orville.
They're the same person. You're dumb as fuck.
Orville Redenbacher. No, you're thinking Amelia Earhart.
No.
Neil Armstrong.
Amelia Earhart, that bitch always wore a scarf too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, women love scarves, dude. And love giving scarves. Okay, I went to the Orville, right? First of all, if you name your kid Orville, you have an issue, dude. Orville Redenbacher? Jesus Christ. Dude, if you're
trying to... You have to have sex with a monocle in at all times.
You have to wear fucking opera glasses consistently.
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine trying to sign your name? If your name is Orville Redenbacher, you need...
You just shorten it to OVO, yeah, and then you're just a part of Drake's team. OVO.
You need two checks together to fit Orville Redenbacher. That's insane.
Oh, my God. You know how hard you're getting dunked on with the name Orville? You're stabbing up the block of four, and it's just bow.
Orville. Oh, my. And then you have the audacity to make dope-ass popcorn.
That's the only thing you can do.
What else do you do? You can't open a fruit stand?
Maybe like a vacuum shop or something?
You couldn't fit the name on there.
What's that one shitty vacuum called?
Hoover?
Isn't there another one?
Hoover Vac?
I don't know.
Dude... If you looked at me and I knew multiple names of fucking vacuums.
I know Dyson. Dyson's like the Tesla of vacuums.
Dyson's dope. What about Black & Decker?
That's an OG shit.
Black & Decker's like the shit.
Also sounds like a dope little nightclub.
Black & Decker?
What are we talking about?
Oh, right.
Where are we?
Oh, Orville Wright. He was one of the Wright brothers. Motherfucker ate popcorn. I'll fuck a brr you, dude. Wait.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Orville Wright and his brother, whatever the fuck his name is, brother, the Wright brothers.
Right.
I went to the museum in North Carolina, and they went through like the process of them coming up with an airplane. You know what these idiots did? Well, they're not idiots because it worked, but they looked at a bird, and they were like, I'm going to copy that.
Man, fuck that bird. Why can't I do that?
No, but they copied like the way a bird flies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I mean, it worked.
You're I paid $20 to just figure this shit out?
Yeah, I could have just looked at the bottom of a fucking Snapple Fact to figure that shit out.
That's crazy.
But there was no top. Can you imagine getting in an airplane and like, all right, this is going to take off the ground. We don't know how we're going to land this bitch.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to fly. I'm not getting in that shit. Orville fucking Wright.
Yeah, that's crazy. Great popcorn, though. We got to wrap up on time here. Let's skedaddle, but I'm not a 57-year-old middle-aged white
dad. We talked about skedaddle.
Skedat?
Skedad, man. Yeah,
kids, we need to skedat.
Oh, we on a little time crunch, baby.
Let's do a real quick.
Oh, we're gonna do a little sack to
hawk. Hostess Snacks just tweeted at me.
What did they say?
What the fuck?
What did they say?
It says this one's for you, Kyle, and it says zinger. It's a what the fuck is going on?
What is
here?
That?
Hostess, get out my mentions.
Hostess like act zinger energy.
What the fuck?
I don't even understand what this
means. Y'all
getting
blocked. You know what I don't like is too many business restaurants accounts now have like funny Twitters. It's like, I don't need to be like, oh, Wendy's be crushing it.
You know what I hate so much is when like whoever runs Popeye's social media or actually any of them, they all tweet like as if they're like 19-year-old kids.
Right.
That shit bothers me, dude.
Oh, they're like spelling like you're like U and R and you're
yeah,
like, oh,
or like, oh, they one was like, man, y'all be thinking the chicken sandwich. I'm like, stop it.
Right. It's too weird. One of the weirdest pages ever, I highly suggest that you look at it, is the Slim Jim Instagram. Have you seen it?
No, but I'm so
into it. It's all memes, but it's like verified, it's Slim Jim, but it's kind of smart marketing, but it's also like, you don't need marketing for a Slim Jim.
Yeah, you just say step into a, and then people go Slim Jim, and that's it. That's all you need.
Or you're just fucking hungover, and you're like, I want a beef stick in my mouth, and then you just, you know.
Yeah, it just should be the marketing is you hungover, sick. We got something. That's it.
Exactly.
We don't need funny memes. All right, a little bit of sock talk. Let's get into it. We're running out of motherfucking time. All right, this is from
YouTubers are reading fucking high coupons. What has time and a candle? I'm sorry.
A candle, dude.
A candle. I fucked that up.
You didn't even get it right.
I didn't.
Fucking grandfather clock. Orville Redenbacher. All right, this is from Georgia KULES.
Fuck all that. We ain't got time for this name.
All right, man, I'm just trying to give her a shout out. What's more important, a girl being funny or the sex being good?
Funny.
Funny.
You can work on the sex aspect.
Yeah, you can just
watch. But you can't be having your girl hit open mics just to hang out with her.
That would be fucking hilarious.
We got a date tonight. She's just running like, you look handsome tonight.
Yeah. You look handsome. Like,
what's the deal with that? No.
Fuck.
Yeah, funny for sure.
Yeah, but I guess it just depends on like if you're trying to date. If you're just trying to smash like one night, then yeah. Funny's not really important.
Right.
But like if you're like trying to date, funny's definitely more important than like just Dick. Good at sex. Also, you look down and you're like, why are you so good at sex?
Yeah.
There was another question that I thought was amazing. It said, what's like in terms of body count, what's too much?
Oh.
How many's like, how
See,
many?
See, that's a double standard because if the girl's number is higher than yours, you're like, what?
Yeah.
But if their number's like lower than yours, it's like, this virgin ass chick. What are you, life of rom com or some shit? You know? You're in The Notebook? Two people? The fuck?
Yeah, two people. Well, two. If you look at me, you say two people, you're lying. You're lying.
I'm also like, so you've been married twice.
That's it.
Yeah. What two people. What number do you say? You know what's funny is
300.
That's. Where do you, that's.
It's not enough.
Wasn't Lamar Odom $2,000?
Lamar
2 G's?
Lamar Odom, 2,000 women. That is, I don't even know.
What if he had, like, you know how people, the clickers at the door for, like, concerts? He's just, like, every morning, on your way out, could you just, ba-bow, tap that? Congratulations, you're lucky number 2,000.
Oh, dude, he has women outside of his door. And then a woman tried to get in.
2,000?
Like, and he's like.
Didn't Wilt Chamberlain get 10K?
Something like that.
At that point, you are just going to brothels and just helicopter dick. Just ba-bow, ba-bow, ba-bow,
yeah,
ba-bow.
Yeah. At that point, you're trying to rack up the numbers just to say 10,000. Yeah. Also, you're using another dick. There's no way you're using the same dick that you were born with. It's got to be a different one.
Right. I mean, yeah.
After 2,000,
you got clone dick out there. You know,
you have to. But body count, honestly, if I'm asking for real, I don't care. I don't even ask. I hate when people ask me because I don't think it matters.
Well, it also doesn't make any scenario better. Nobody's been stoked. Nobody's been like, you're 10? I'm 10. Then they just high five, you know?
No.
But, yeah. I don't
Do you know. Subscribe to that, like, when what number a girl says you take, what is it, 10? You plus 10? And then whatever a guy says, you minus 10 or something
I've
like
heard
that?
Some shit like that.
Do you subscribe to that or no?
Subscribe?
Yeah.
It's in a motherfucking podcast.
Yes, it is, bro.
Well, this is, but.
Right.
I would say
yeah. I would say that's probably about right. A girl's like, oh, I did 7. You're like, oh, you did 7.
So what's a number that somebody would say? And you're like, all right.
If they were like, if they said something like, it would, yeah, if they said like something like 200, I'd be like, I would.
Hundos is out here.
Yo, I wouldn't immediately tap out, but I'd be like, you got to run me through why it's so high. Are you a sexaholic? Did you have like a slut phase for 10 years?
The phase, yeah.
Like, because then it's all, yeah, because, yeah. 200, 300, that's too much for me.
It's kind of a big gap. You know, anywhere from 200 to 300, you know.
What's too much for you?
One. Bro, I'm a virgin, dog. You are a virgin. If you get married and you've done the dirty, I don't want it, bro. I want that 0.
Bro, if we really find out that you're a virgin,
let's find out. All right, let's do one more, and then I got to skedat.
We got if you start saying skedat, dude.
Dude, I'm going to say that after sex when I have it after marriage, but that was great. I got a skedat.
I hate it. I hate it so much. All right, so this is a little secret sock.
Bow, bow, bow.
Is it weird to be having sex with your half-brother's cousin?
Whoa.
That's a whole
There's too much family tree going on in
23 and me
that.
There. Yeah. I don't know.
Anything
your half brothers
any half any the word cousin
you're saying brother and cousin I think you're
wait,
out
wait,
at
wait.
That point
half brothers
so let's simplify the
so
logic
stepbrother
here. No half brother means you're not blood related no half brother means you are blood related
what the fuck how
because half brother is like your mom and someone else some other dude had sex and that created a kid, and so that is your half-brother.
Oh.
So you are half-related to that motherfucker.
Yeah, and wait, so where does a cousin come into play? Oh, it's the new...
Word. It's a new dad's brother's kid.
New dad's brother's kid.
Yeah. That...
Here's the thing, dude. That's... It might not be weird, but the weird part is the title. You gotta. Oh, how'd you guys meet? Oh, well, it's my
at a family barbecue.
Oh, what do you mean? You know, we were playing Little Truth or Dare. Oh, nice. We're at a family reunion.
Yeah.
I don't care. Even if it does meet the not blood related, you know, even that if it passes that test, the story and the connection. Anytime you got to say cousin step, unless you're on Pornhub. That I'll tell you this: if that title was on Pornhub,
I'm clicking it.
35 million views. You're saying, guy dicks down, half brother, sisters, cousins, fiance. Like I don't know. The more titles like that, the more clickable it is. But anything in life, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm
if you have a chance to see him at Thanksgiving, cut it.
Hilarious. Also, my thing is there are 7 to 8 billion people in the world. Just find somebody else.
That aren't related to you.
There's so many people that aren't related to you. Just go to a Radio Shack that used to exist and now doesn't. You know what I mean? Go down.
But even if you found somebody up front of a Radio Shack and it's closed down, you're probably not related to them.
100%.
Even better.
Probably a homeless person.
Yeah, man. There's been some weird scenarios out there. And you just don't want to be...
No.
You just open up a whole door to fucking a lot of questions.
So many questions.
You don't need... A lot of doors you don't need to be behind.
Yo, you want another haiku, bro?
Yeah.
You want another
we
one?
We got time.
What time are we at?
Go time.
Do we have another time?
What is it? Do it.
What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
My dick. Thank you so much. I just can't. What is it?
The letter R, because it's in the middle of the word. All these shits are fucking mind benders. Listen, y'all have been so cool. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Please subscribe on iTunes and rate us. We love y'all. Rate and review. Peace out.